William Morrow and Harper Audio present The Trail in Berlin, the true story of the Cold War's most audacious espionage operation, by Steve Vogel, read by Joel Richards. Prelude. Korea, Sunday, July 2nd, 1950. At midnight, the British, American, and French prisoners were taken from the Seoul police headquarters and bundled into the back of a North Korean army truck, guarded by soldiers holding submachine guns and bayonet-tipped rifles. The captives, including diplomats, missionaries, and businessmen, had been rounded up when the North Korean army launched a surprise attack on the south a week earlier and swept into the South Korean capital. When the British diplomats had asked to bring clothes for the journey, they were told, rather ominously, that it would not be necessary. The prisoners were taken through a landscape of burned villages and bomb craters, the air pungent from the smell of rotting corpses. As they drove, the North Korean officer escorting the captives practiced with his newly issued Russian weapon, firing blindly into the night and further fraying nerves. For an hour, the truck climbed a mountain road and then continued down into a remote valley where it came to a halt. George Blake, vice consul for the British legation in Seoul, exchanged looks with his fellow prisoners. All had the same realization. They had been taken to this isolated spot to be summarily executed. Blake saw that the truck was carrying a spare barrel of gasoline and concluded that it would be used to burn their bodies afterwards.